my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so I'm putting it down. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. You in essence, some kind of hidden essence to show me life is precious, and I guess it's true. But to tell the truth, I really never knew till I met you. See, I was lost and confused, twisted and used. I knew a better life existed, but thought that I missed it. My lifestyle wild, I was living like a wild child, trapped on a short leash, paroled in police files. So yo, what's happening now? I see the sun breaking down into dark clouds, and a vision of you standing out in the crowd. So come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, yo, my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, yo, my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Hey sugar mama, come and dance with me. The smartest thing you ever did was take a chance with me. Whatever tickles your fancy, girls, me and you like Sid and Nancy. So sexy, almost evil, talking about butterflies in my head. I used to think that happy endings were only in the books I read, but you made me feel alive when I was almost dead. You filled that empty space with the love I used to chase, and as far as I can see, it don't get better than this. So butterfly, here is a song, and it's sealed with a kiss and a thank you, miss. Come and dance. Come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come my lady, you're my pretty baby, I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You're listening to Teachable Moments, which is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not, and I'm your host, Dork. Who's more qualified than a dork to figure out what is hot? I don't know. Help me. You just heard Butterfly by Crazy Town off of the album The Gift of Game. I recently learned that that song was called Butterfly. I like really assumed that it was called like My Lady or something. And then Jasper, the stunning programming manager here at CATR, was trying to like remember, like, because that's like the iconic part, the come my lady, come my lady, like that's it. And Jasper was trying to remember it, and all he just kept saying Butterfly, sugar, baby, like over and over and over again, which I appreciated. And I was so happy to learn that. Today's definition of the word cool, adjective, admired. I feel like this works, but I mainly just want to talk about love and Valentine's Day and admiration and affection and blah, 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 blah. I feel like there are so many different ways we could, like, go down this, I guess, rabbit hole of, like, what is admiration, like, how, like, aspirational is coolness, like how much of it is tangible and how much of it is yeah, just kind of like lofty, I guess, and like almost like envy. But I just want to talk about like caring for people. I just want to talk about like admiring the people around you and like appreciating them. It is February 15th. I don't know if you knew that, dear listener, but it is. And it is a day after Valentine's Day, which is not like necessarily a day that I like observe or celebrate or whatever. I feel like it has similar vibes to like New Year's and stuff, where people will be kind of haters, just fully haters. Either of like, oh, it's like a Hallmark holiday, like, which is true. It was like literally developed to sell goods and stuff, and then also people will be like, oh, like you should be appreciating your partner every day, like why do you need a special day to do it? I mean, excellent points all around. I also think it's like really lovely. I mean, pros and cons, whatever, to the culture that is North America, but like Valentine's Day and days of like celebrating, observing, acknowledging, respecting the care and love that we have for the people around us is all over. And like, that's actually like a lovely thing. Like, who cares? Like, just accept, like, just celebrate it. Like, just like be happy to like love the people around you. Like, why are you being a hater? I don't understand. This is a day of love. No hate. No hate. Hate is uninvited. So that's just what I want to talk about today. I feel like there are so many different ways that like love and admiration kind of show up in our lives. So many different ways that like we demonstrate love and admiration. So yeah, that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. In between some stunting musical breaks. I personally, as a dork, really associate, I love butterflies. I really think that butterflies are a loving and lovely symbol. And so there's going to be a lot of butterfly songs today, a lot of lovey themed songs. And we'll talk about that a bit later too, but thank you so much, so, so much for tuning in. We are going to move on. This is Perfect Blue featuring Toji by Yul. Their album Glitch Princess came out like yesterday, like something incredibly fresh. Oh no, it came out like a week ago. Still fresh, still very fresh. I've played some songs from Serotonin X before on this show, which came out this past July, and Perfect Blue is as perfect as that album. So you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencomenem-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Space 5 by Nala Sinifro off of her album Space 1.8. A little jazzy ambient moment. Just before that was Azalea Banks, the one and the only Azalea, what's up, with Wings of a Butterfly off of her newest EP, Tarantula. And then opened that set with Perfect Blue featuring Toji by Yule off of her newest release, Glitch Princess. Today we are talking about admiration, love, adoration, etc. Today's definition of the word cool, adjective, admired. We're playing songs about love-ish. We're just playing songs that remind me of butterflies because that's my association, and that's okay. Something that I think is so silly. This is just like a fun fact, I guess, but like it is so like, I guess, like, iconic that Azalea Banks sang that whole song with a British accent when that woman is not British. It's just, like, she was like, this is the artistic, this is the choice. And it was great. It was amazing. Just before we played those songs, I was kind of talking about, like, the amount of love that we have just, like, not at our disposal, but that we can... we have access to, both in terms of like the font of love that is ourselves, and then also like the beautiful fonts of love that are all around us. I think like, again, like admired is a very loose kind of term, I guess, to be framing this all in, but part of love is admiration. Part of love is to admire the person that you have love for. And that's not to say that, like, you can't love someone if you don't admire them, but more like there's a level of appreciation and a level of, I don't know, like, a little bit like rose-colored glasses-y, like, you really want to see the best in them, I think, or you see them kind of as the best version of themselves. Which is, like, I guess, like, pros and cons, as is the case with anything, but there's something so, like, I guess, like, my brain wants to say pure, but more kind of, like, there's so much potential, I think, there for, like, people to grow from the love they receive when, like, it's kind of being approached like that. Because part of that also is, like, knowing the person and, like, admiring them for who they are and, like, the things that they do and the things that they care about. So that's just some thoughts. We're going to move right along. This, I played, it was fun. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for participating in Fun Drive last week. We did reach our goal, which is pretty cool. But I played this song a couple times and I cannot get enough. This is Angel Stance by Tony out of Berlin from their album Exit Life. There's a really cute little like my brain really sees like a unicorn butterfly thing, but now that I look at it more, I doubt that. I'm doubting myself in that. But anyway, this is Angel Stance, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Thank you.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song You Make It Look So Easy, the Lucky version by Himera featuring Pedal Supply off of You Make It Look So Easy. It's like an EP that has a bunch of different remixes of that song. Just before that was Butterfly by Grimes off of her album Art Angels, and then opened that set with Tony, Angel Stance from the album Exit Life. And yes, I do want to acknowledge I am very brave. I played both Azalea Banks and Grimes on my show today. Deal with it. today we're talking about cool adjective admired, which is a very kind of roundabout way to talk about love and care and affection. I feel like I've talked about this before, but the, like, I feel like people, like, will put so much emphasis on romantic love on Valentine's Day specifically, but also that kind of love is being valued more by the people around us, at least in this society that we find ourselves living in here. Which is obviously, like, romantic love and romance is really important and, like, can be really fulfilling and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But there's so many other forms that love takes and that love is practiced. I don't know if you've read the book All About Love by the late bell hooks. If you haven't, 12 out of 10 recommend. But that book basically, like, goes through all the different ways that, like, we experience love and we can, like, we can build love and cultivate love in our lives, essentially, and, like, how we can reframe how we think about it. That's a very broad and not very good description, but there's so much emphasis on love as a verb versus, like, kind of love as, like, an abstract noun. Like, love is practiced. Love is something that you put effort into, whether it's with a romantic partner or with a sibling or with people you're on the bus with, just, like, exuding and practicing love as just a form of carrying yourself through the world, and how that has to do with, like, ethical decisions that you make and structures that you participate in, etc. So I guess that break was basically just recommending that book to you. We are going to move right along. This is Heart Into, the Cecile Believe remix off of Heartbeats, Heartbreaks remixes by Caro off of PC Music. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
linger on me like a summer night. Time after time, you can blame it on me. I could stay overnight, no, I could stay overnight.
Music as much as I do. Do you like music like me? What about music, huh? Hey, do you like music like mine? Listen to the songs I chose for you. Do you like synth bass, electric guitars, drum machines, people singing along to all that? If so, tune in to 2010 Radio bi-weekly on Thursdays on CITR at 6 to 7 p.m. to hear the coolest selections from the underground indie electronic music scene in Canada and more with your host, Charlie D. Woo! I like music.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
What's up? You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamunam-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Butterfly by Blue Hawaii, one of their singles from their upcoming album, My Best Friend's House. Just before that was Heart Into, the Cecile Believe remix off of Caro's Heartbeats and Heartbreaks remixes album. Today, we are talking about cool adjective admired, which is basically just, we're just talking about love. We're just talking about love. I, as a dork, really associate love with butterflies. And specifically, like, you know, like the blue, almost like metallic, like cerulean metallic looking butterflies. I googled it. It's called Menelaus blue morpho. And to me, it's so distinct and beautiful. It's like, yeah, this like cerulean metallic with the like black edges around the wings. It's so, so, so beautiful. So that explains why there's so many butterflies and so many blue songs on today's mix or playlist, I guess is a better way to phrase it. But I'm not really sure what it is about butterflies. I think it's like they're really like in association with love. They're seen as so delicate, which they are, I guess. Like, I remember being, I guess, in class as a child, and like, retrospectively, this memory might not be real, but being given like butterflies and stuff, and they were like, oh, don't touch the wings because they're so fragile. A, they could rip, but then also B, like the oils from your fingers could damage them. Again, that might not be a real memory, but that does sound right to me. So I'm gonna stick with it. But the fragility of like that small little creature that like sticks its little straw tongue into flowers and then like, I don't know, fuels itself, is so like antithetical to at least specifically monarch butterflies, that migration from North America to Central and South America. Like that's a feat. Like you need to be a hearty creature to traverse that expanse, both like in terms of like your body itself, but also like there's so many different environments, so many different ecosystems that you're passing through. And that I think is very romantic to me. Like this, again, in my brain, the vision is like a blue one, a Menelaus one. But yeah, the romance of like something, I guess, something so delicate, persevering, but not in a difficult way, just kind of continuing on, is really, really like, I don't know, I find that so romantic. And also, like, I love, like, the little flutter. Like, it's not, like, an accident to me, I guess, that, like, oh, I have butterflies in my stomach. Like, we could have said anything. We could have chosen any animal with wings. Like, hummingbirds in my tummy. Like, bumblebees. Like, all of that would be valid. But, like, it's the rapidity of the wings. It's how big they are. It's how delicate they are. It's how, like, I don't know, like, engulfing a butterfly seems to be. Despite being so small, so delicate. That's romance. That's love. You know what? I admire butterflies. So that is my, I guess, thesis on butterflies. We are going to move on. This is Pardoner's Butterfly off of B-Sides 2. This came out in 2020. I remember it was like right at the beginning of when COVID kind of started, was a thing. And it has a beautiful pink album cover. So this is Butterfly by Pardoner, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Put me in the corner of the song.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencomenium-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today's definition of our cool, adjective, admired. We talked about love, etc. And I hope you enjoyed it. So many butterfly songs. Oh my gosh. You just heard the song Flower of Blood by Big Thief off of their new album, Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Love You. And then just before that was Butterfly by Pardoners off of their B-Sides 2 from 2020. Up next is Into the Woods with Mel Woods, Classique Show. We are going to end the show today with Infilove by Suyu. This song is from 2017, or I guess 2016, and oh boy, it never gets old. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I love you!